Hey, this is Sherry Harmel, and before we get into the show, I want to invite you to join the VIP waitlist for my new book, Designing Your Fabulous Next Chapter. Just like the show, this workbook and journal will help you overcome the challenges on your journey to finding your joie de vivre. Go to www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com to sign up now. Congrats, you're living your next chapter plan, you're doing what you love. But sometimes life gets in the way as we live our fabulous next chapters, and some speed bumps appear. We then have to shift a little, you know, maybe we have to adjust that next chapter plan that you have without giving it all up. Welcome, everyone. I'm Sherry Harmel, your host of the Extraordinary Women podcast show. This is the place for women 50 plus who are ready to design and live a fabulous next chapter. And why not? Well, before we talk about speed bumps, I want you to take the time to breathe and do something that we rarely ever do, which is to acknowledge our accomplishments. All of your accomplishments. No judging that some are just too small or too minor or not a big deal, but all of our accomplishments. If you've been with me through the 6 steps of my Designing Your Fabulous Next Chapter framework, you began by brainstorming all those ideas. You came up with multiple ideas, dreams of what you could be doing in your next chapter. And then you identified your priorities, your must-haves in your next chapter. And that allowed you to be able to create what's behind me, your vision board. You know, it may have been that you needed to take care of certain relationships, or you had to live in a certain place, or maybe self-care is a top priority. It could be financial or even some form of giving back, whether, you know, an organized nonprofit or something much less formal. What was important in step two was that you pinpointed your non-negotiables at this particular time of your life and really focused on what are your must-haves. Now, next, you created and probably have now incorporated some new habits with the intention to close the gap between where you are, where you were, and where you want to be. Hats off to you, or as we say in Paris, sante. Healthy new habits are a huge shift, and often they're hard, really hard. So whatever you've accomplished in this area is huge, and it needs to be celebrated. Now, it might be a new schedule that includes, you know, time to do what it is that you want to work on in your next chapter. It might be that you have now finally fixed your schedule, so to speak, and not wasted time with people that really don't support you and don't want to live the next chapter of their own lives with the same kind of passion and focus that you want to live yours. Or maybe you're doing things that, didn't add anything to where it is that you want to go. And you've now eliminated that. That is amazing. Truly amazing. And you need to acknowledge yourself for that. Then you actually wrote out your next chapter plan and you prototyped that plan. I love that word, prototyping. Sort of life is a prototype, right? Well, you prototyped the plan that you created to make sure that it fits you as well as you expected it to. And if there were any changes that needed to happen, you made that happen. These were the major steps that you took to shift yourself into a new next chapter that you actually love living and you need to celebrate all that you have accomplished. So how to celebrate? How do we celebrate? I want you to do something for yourself, by yourself. Getting someone else to tell you that you're amazing, you know, is wonderful. Of course it is. And it's always welcomed, right? But it's never as impactful as when you acknowledge yourself to yourself. So maybe it's a beautiful walk out in nature. Maybe it's writing a love note to yourself. I always write to myself when I travel. You can see right here, I've got a letter to myself. When I'm in Paris, I send it via the mail to myself. And when I'm in Boston, I do the same thing in the reverse. And I have to say, I've done this for years, and it's actually shocking how lovely it is to receive a letter to myself in the mail with some thoughts that I wanted to share at that particular moment. So write yourself a love letter, so to speak, an acknowledgement letter, a celebratory letter, and send it to yourself via the mail. It might also be that you make a special meal for yourself, or you have a tea, or you're having a glass of champagne while sitting outside and being in nature. You create the celebration for you that you want to acknowledge yourself in a way that makes you feel very, very cherished. Now, let's talk about those speed bumps, right? We are all a part of some sort of family system, whether it's biological system, our family of origin, the family we created through our marriage, or it's a chosen family. It can be, our friends that are around us. It can even be a work environment. And in those family systems are humans, right? And we humans are not perfect. So most often, people create our speed bumps. Other times, it can be events or even a combination of people or events. Maybe your partner's gotten ill, or a much-loved aunt is suffering. An adult child is in chaos, or you've had some sort of unexpected event happen. And some of those speed bumps are huge. Others are just a little bump in the road. All speed bumps, though, when we're driving along and we come up on a speed bump, when we're driving, we want to stop. It requires us to do something different. And we're recognizing that little mound that's in front of us on the road. And we realize we have to slow down. We have to curve out of the way. We have to stop and then slowly go over the speed bump. But with speed bumps, we have to pay attention. We have to notice it. And if we don't, we go barreling over that speed bump. We've all done it at some point in our lives. The car shaking, we're shaking, often our teeth will, clack together, whatever it might be. If we don't pay attention to it and we don't notice it, it can be jarring. All speed bumps really require that we embrace it, but yet we don't give up on our pathway. Just as you're riding down the road and a particular speed bump occurs, you don't stop and reverse and decide, gosh, I'm not going down that road. You just figure out a different way to get there. Absolutely the same on our next chapter dreams. We have to accept it, be aware of it, probably make an adjustment, shift, look for other ways to live that next chapter life that you want to live as you go over that speed bump. Remember the Serenity Prayer? I have it on my vision board, actually in the border around my vision board. That was way back in step number two. And it is, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the strength to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I absolutely love that prayer because it's a constant reminder. I'm one of those people that always thinks I can fix things. I think a lot of you are that way. We've done it our entire lives, but sometimes we just have to let go. Here's an example from my own life. 5 years ago, my daughter married a very controlling man who actually demanded that she cut me out of her life. I knew I was out of her life, and as painful as that was, I truly had no idea how abusive this man was because we had no contact. Well, last June, she finally had the courage to leave him. She left with all her kiddos. I'm telling you, absolutely nothing. And immediately reconnected with me. Well, up to that point, I had accepted the loss of my daughter and her children in my life. It was painful, but I couldn't change it, right? The Serenity Prayer. You can never change someone else, right? I traveled to Minnesota to see my son and his kids for short visits. And when I did that, I usually treated myself and I'd stay in a very nice hotel so that, it was a vacation of sorts. And I knew it was painful for me to go back to Minnesota and not see my daughter. I also, during this time, this 5-year time period, I was able to spend 90 days in Paris and then 90 days back in the States. And that was my routine, 90 in, 90 out. But suddenly everything shifted. That when my daughter returned to my life and returned to my life with, believe it or not, 6 children, it was an immense speed bump that everything shifted. I had to be in Minnesota more often for longer periods of time. I was buying clothes and kid things for my daughter's children. And I had to spend time with my ex-husband, which I hadn't had to deal with for much for the past 10 years. Yikes, 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 right? Well, I went to my priority list, and I'm sharing this with you just to give you an example of what do you do? What do you do when that huge speed bump occurs or shows up right in front of you? I went to my priority list. I connected to my feelings. And remember, your vision board is all about the feelings that you want to feel in each category in your board, on your board. My case is 4. I felt I couldn't give up my life in Boston and Paris and move to Minnesota. Minnesota just has not ever been a happy place for me. But I had to change and I had to shift something. So what I decided is, and I've done this now since July, is I now spend 1 week a month for the time being in Minnesota to help my daughter. I purchased an inexpensive co-op apartment so that I wouldn't have the huge costs of a hotel, and I'd still be able to make a little home for myself. And that was important. That was part of this whole exercise, was recognizing that I needed to continue what I want to do, which is my business. And in order to do that, I needed to have a quiet space. So that was part of the decision, I guess, based on priorities. I also learned that I go back and forth to Paris now for 2 to 3 weeks at a time rather than 90 days at a time. I have to be more flexible with my schedule than I ever was before. I've also shifted the Extraordinary Women magazine into a book, and I moved the podcast from just audio over to YouTube. So that, I can interview people. You can see me. You can see who I'm interviewing. And that also gave me an opportunity to not be so reliant on interviewing people in person. So, do you see how I didn't throw away my next chapter dreams when that huge speed bump, showed up in my life, which is actually a good speed bump? I had to shift. I had to do something different. And my 1-year vision board, which is behind me, still has all the feelings that I want in each category that are top priorities for me. But to get to that place, I had to go back. I had to return to my priorities, which is step number 2 in the creating your fabulous next chapter framework. And adjust how I was going to get to how I wanted to live in my next chapter, all the while still supporting my daughter and her children. Now, Kelly wasn't on my previous priority list because she wasn't in my life, but thankfully she is once again. And that was the speed bump. You'll have things happen too, because that's life, right? There is no perfect life. We've all come to realize that even lives that look perfect on the outside rarely are when the curtains are pulled back. But we can't squander our next chapters. We are trailblazers, ladies, pioneers, if you will. I love that phrase. We were one of the first generation of women who not only graduated from college, but went on for further degrees. Title IX passed in 1973. So, many of you have had the opportunity to play organized sports in high school and even get scholarships in college to play a sport that you excelled in. that's like almost a assumption by women today, but it wasn't. 1973 wasn't that long ago for many of us. We got corporate jobs, we ran nonprofits. Many of you were one of the very few women in your fields. When I went to work for Smith Barney and Piper Jaffray as a stockbroker, I started out in banking and then shifted over to the financial services industry. You could count on one hand the women stockbrokers that were on the floor. And it was, and it still is, a male-dominated business. But we pushed through that. I'm not the only one. Many, many of you are in that exact same position. We had children when there were limited maternity leaves, and we juggled raising our kids with our work. There wasn't the kind of support system. It's expensive today, but there is a support system for working women who have children today that didn't exist, 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. So, ladies, we have been trailblazers since we were young women. It's our generation, and we remain so because we are the first generation to have the privilege, the blessing to ask ourselves, what's next? What do I want to do now? After raising the kids and ending the long-term career, what do I want? So remember that, we need to celebrate these extra decades we are getting. Celebrate the extra decades we have been given. Yes, a pioneer is hard. Being a pioneer is hard. But oh, what absolutely fantastic benefits. So keep holding your vision board in your heart. Do your 30, 60, and 90-day plan. Have it in your hand. And regardless of the speed bumps that appear, keep that goal to continue to live your next chapter in the way that you want to live it, with the kind of intention that you want. Be the woman that you were meant to be. I want to thank you for joining me today. And if you've enjoyed this video, give me a thumbs up. It matters with YouTube. And please do subscribe if you haven't already. I love hearing from all of you. As you walked through the seven-step framework to create your own fabulous next chapter, I want to encourage you to sign up for the VIP waitlist for the book. There are going to be some fun gifts that you will get to enjoy before the book is released. We're working on them right now. So go over to extraordinarywomenmagazine.com or just check me out, check the link out below, and get on that waitlist. I think you'll love some of the prep work that we're going to be providing you before the book is released in the fall. Take care, everyone. A biento.